For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. This week in Kentucky politics, the state Senate decided not to vote on a controversial pension bill as teachers and other state workers protested at the state capitol. It's unclear how the legislation might be revised. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
The Senate's Republican majority met behind closed doors most of the day, and after saying he had the votes to pass the bill on Thursday, Senate President Robert Stivers recognized he needed more time on Friday.
Our caucus members want to have a full discussion about the implications of the bill. And one of the things I've always committed to is that we would have full and open discussions, and members of our caucus would have opportunity to ask questions.
The current version of the pension bill would move most recently hired workers and future workers into less generous retirement plans. Future teachers would see the biggest reductions, and currently retired teachers would have cost of living adjustments cut by a third for about the next 20 years. Stivers said it would be, quote, difficult to pass the bill in its current form. The bill has been sent back to the state and local government committee, which will likely try to amend it in order to make it more appealing to on-the-fence lawmakers. Senate Minority Leader Ray Jones, a Democrat, attributed the delay to pressure from rural lawmakers.
This is a very unpopular concept when you get outside of some of the urban areas of Kentucky. You know, your school boards are your biggest employers in almost every small county.
And Jones praised teachers, especially for putting pressure on lawmakers.
This fight is not over. It's far from over. Next week, you need to have 1,000 teachers here, and you need to let them hear it louder than ever.
Even if it had passed the Senate, it was unclear how much support the pension bill had in the politically unwieldy House, or even whether Governor Matt Bevin would sign it. Throughout the week, Bevin said he would reserve his opinions on the legislation until it was on his desk.
You don't sign a bill until it's actually put in front of you. And the bill that will be put in front of me, we don't know yet what that will look like.
Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear says he won't defend the legislation if it becomes law and someone sues over it. Bevin said teachers shouldn't be upset by changes to retirement benefits, which he says would help save the pension system.
The reality is this: I'm saving the pension system. If they're upset about it, it's because they're either ill-informed or willfully blind. I think the vast majority of teachers are none of the above. They're very aware of the fact that they want a pension. Their leadership has their reason for fomenting things. God bless them. But I'm still going to save the pension whether they like it or not.
Lawmakers have a little more than 2 weeks to pass legislation before Governor Matt Bevin's designated veto period. After that point, they have 2 more days to pass bills or try to override any vetoes. That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.